before Ofsted, then you just dealt with it in any way, depending on what the illness was. You had the right to exclude a child for a length of time. And that was another big change, was the way the health was dealt with. When I first then went, you had a health officer, if you'd like, who was a doctor, who came in three times a year because you had three entries in that time, and did the medicals with all the new children coming in.
Yes.
He or she then also kept an eye on children who were obese. Doesn't happen now. And so a record was kept and the parents were discussed, and they discussed diet just with those parents. They'd come in on their own with the child, quite privately, and that there was no sort of great big song and dance made of it. But there was a much better control. She would also, or he, would check your toilets and could close the school if the toilets weren't up to scratch, literally there and then. Now that doesn't.
No.
So there are all sorts of things. We didn't have we had a school nurse who was basically just the NIT nurse. But she got more jobs to do once the medical officer's role was watered down to the extent that we had one medical a year. And then it was very much done by drawing names out of a hat, I think, almost. It was very much every 10th child would be seen. So not every child would be medically checked through their career in the primary school, which again I think is bad.
And did you do the inoculations within the school in the early days, or did that?
No, we did. When I first went there, they had, the new school in fact has, and still may still have, attached to the outside, there is a power point and a water point. And those were for the travelling dental van.
Right.
And so that they would attach these on, and the children would go to the dentist there. So we did have dentists came, and we had that for, I think, 5 or 6 years, maybe a bit longer. Never had anybody for eyes that I remember. But as I say, there was quite a big connection with the medical side, and then it just became just the nurse, the school nurse, really. And she came in many ways. I mean, she did all sorts of things, and she was very good. We did sex education, and she would take the girls and I would take the boys.
And was she a local nurse?
She came in from York, I think. She was from Singapore,
We
had the most. Right. Yeah, she was a lovely lady. But they got to know the children because they came in so often. So in that way, it was an improvement. But the reverse of that is, well, you didn't have that doctor thing there that you could call on if there was problems. I know in one head's case, he was so disappointed by his toilets that he got the doctor to come in to condemn them. And the county then had to replace them. But he hadn't managed to push the county at all, but the doctor did.